Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? This is the Hot Show. Shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in. I appreciate you so much. Waiting for our one and only guest, Charlene, to come by and speak with us about her upcoming projects and let us know who she are for those who aren't familiar with her. So until then, we're going to jump into a track, and I'll be right back with our guest.
You know, sometimes you have to put yourself first. I'm doing me.
Charlene Amoya.
Hi, Charlene Amoya. How are you, darling?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm honored to have you. Can you do me a favor before we speak? Can you let my listeners know who you are for those who aren't familiar with you?
Sure. I play Wendy the Waitress in How I Met Your Mother. I think that's what's most widely known as far as recognizing me, but I've done a lot of guest spots on different TV shows, like Glee and Shameless, and recently Mad Love and NCIS. So that's pretty much it.
Okay. Now, let us know, how did this all start with you? Where did you get the idea, or what did you feel that you wanted to do? You know, you wanted to get in the entertainment industry, or you wanted to do some acting?
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
Where did this all start with, or where did you feel that you wanted to get in the entertainment industry?
My family had relocated to Las Vegas, and I was in school there, and I was doing some local modeling, and I had just an audition that came up, and before that, I really didn't have any interest in acting or knowledge about it, really, and I went to the audition through my modeling agency, and looked at the material, and went in and did it, and at that point, I got like kind of a high, you know. I just got a lot of excitement just performing for the first time in a character other than myself. And that's when I realized it was something that I should look into. So I started taking acting classes, and I just really discovered that I loved it from that point on.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as influences, who are some of your influences, whether it be life or whether it be the show business side, who are some of your influences?
I find that my greatest teachers are often the people that I'm closest to, you know, my loved ones and my friends. There's just honesty, and I learn from the people that I surround myself with constantly. I was lucky enough to have a really great acting teacher named Timothy McNeil at the Stella Adler in Hollywood, who I think taught me the most about acting, and through that as well, a lot about life in turn. So, I find that like my biggest lessons come through my relationships.
Okay. Now, as with life, what are some of your goals in life?
I've been doing a lot of TV, and I would like to secure a job as a regular sometime soon, and also do some feature films. That's on a work side of thing, but I also have huge humanitarian interest, and when I get to a point where I can travel and get more involved with some bigger charities and humanitarian work, that is definitely passionate projects for me. So that really is a big goal. It's going to take a little bit to get there, but it's most certainly something that I am going to do.
All right. Okay. How do you feel to have been able to play on shows such as How I Met Your Mother and Glee and things like that? How do you feel to have been a part of that, to make a guest appearance on those type of shows?
Can you say that one more time?
How do you feel to have made guest appearances on shows as like Glee and How I Met Your Mother?
How do I what? I'm sorry. I'm having
the show How I Met. No, it's okay. The show How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
How do you feel to have made guest appearances on a show such like that on CBS?
How do you get a part on a show?
How do you feel to have made guest appearances on that show?
Oh, okay. Sorry, that's taken so long for me to understand.
No problem.
How I Met Your Mother in particular, because I've been on been on 17 episodes now. That show feels like a family, and there's a real warmth, and everybody's very happy on that. So it's always very exciting for me to do that show. It feels really good, but every show that I've been on has been a huge blessing. Glee was amazing to work on. I got an opportunity to work with these amazing children who were sick actually with cancer, and to be involved in a storyline like that was really enriching and just a wonderful experience. So I feel really lucky for the parts that I've gotten, and I trust that that I get the parts that are right for me for whatever reason that might be.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on all your success so far. Another question I want to ask is, what are you currently working on right now that we can be on the lookout for?
I just did an episode of CBS's new sitcom called Mad Love. It's with Jason Biggs and Sarah Chalk and Judy Greer and Tyler Labine. I play Tyler Labine's ex-girlfriend. That will air on May 2nd at 8:30. And I also, 2 weeks ago, shot an episode of NCIS LA, which will air on May 10th. So those are the two most current things I have coming up.
Okay. Now, what advice would you give to up-and-coming actresses that want to get to where you are right now? What advice would you give to them who are trying to break into this business? What advice would you give to them?
I would say, you know, every route is different. There isn't a straight line like there is with many professions. So the first thing is just to make sure that the love and the passion for the art is really there, because it's so very challenging. And one thing that's so very important along the way is to get really comfortable with disappointment, because no matter how talented you are, there are going to be parts that just aren't going to be given to you. So after that, I would suggest to always stay active, like any athlete would, and you know, as far as practicing before a game, just to always either be doing a play or class or anything that you can get your hands on, and dedicate, you know, one thing every single day for your career, whether it's you know, in a class or having lunch with somebody in the business who can advise you, or, you know, making relationships, just to continually do it every single day. And at the end of the day, I think that anybody who is successful in show business has a real sense of perseverance. I think it's the people that really stick out over the time that end up having big careers.
Okay. Charlie, I'm not going to keep you so long. I know you have other things that you need to be doing, but please give my fans and listeners a website or any kind of information that they can find out more information about you.
Okay. I'm on Facebook, and I just actually joined Twitter this week. So my name is Charlene, and my last name is spelled Amoia. So anybody can find me via Facebook or Twitter.
Charlene, you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Any shout-outs?
any shout-outs? Wow. I'll give a shout-out to my stepdad, Ricky, and my cousin, Ashley, today. Thanks for that.
No problem. I'm Charlene. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And listen, please feel free to comment by the show anytime that you see fit, okay?
Okay, that sounds good. Where can I listen to your show? Can you give me the website?
Oh, sure. www.blogtalkradio.com/TimothyHodge.
Okay, and is this episode dated by the date?
Yes. Okay. Once you go on, you should be able to hear it.
Okay, awesome.
All right, thank you so much for doing my show. I appreciate you so much.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Timothy.
Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah.